every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, listen, you know, we're all a little tired, but I know that there's a lot going on in the school district. So let's get the preliminaries out of the way first. Food distribution is this Wednesday, 11 to 2 still?
Yep, this Wednesday, 11 to 2, our same distribution sites, which is East Cheney, Paul C. Bonboni, Harding, Martin Luther King, Wilson, and Williamson.
Okay. All right, yeah. So we've gotten that going on this Wednesday. And this Friday, I understand that there is no school. Is that correct?
Right. Friday, there is no school. That's going to be March the 5th. And we don't have school because our staff is going to get their second dose of the COVID vaccine. And we're going to do it all in one day in a 12-hour day.
Okay.
And
wow.
We know that the second dose has a little more, has some, I don't want to say side effects, but a little more pain for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we let them do that and go home and not have to do instruction or anything like that, and kind of give them the weekend. So we're going to do them all on one day.
Right. Get the weekend to recover before you have to get back in class on Monday. Speaking of back in class, I understand that there is a return to school date for some students. Tell me about what's going on with the going back into school buildings.
Yeah, we made an adjustment for going back to school. So everybody's going to go back to school starting March 15th, but let me explain, not every day, just 2 days for each group. So the first group is going to be our secondary group, which is the sixth graders through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be in school Monday and Friday. Say that again. Monday and Friday is going to be our sixth and 12th graders. So that starts March the 15th for them. And then our younger kids, which is our pre-K through fifth grade, they'll be in school on Tuesdays and Thursdays, which starts March 16th. And we won't have anybody in school on Wednesdays. We're going to keep those days dedicated to cleaning and PD and our social emotional work as well. So that's what we're going to do. The only caveat for that is the Rand Early College Middle School, they're going to be in person on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Beginning March 16th. So they're going to go with the elementary schedule. That's the Rand Early College Middle School.
Okay.
The only deviation from that.
When you say everyone is returning, does that mean some students do not have the option to not return?
Parents have the option to return to school or not have their child return. The only thing that we ask is whatever you choose, you stick with it for the rest of the year. That way mm-hmm. we don't have parents dropping their kids off sometimes and then sometimes coming, because we want to be prepared for the students who are going to be there.
Right.
So all parents have an option. So I guess I should have started off with the parents have an option of the in-person. So we do have a survey that went out for our younger kids last week. And then Friday, we had a survey that went out for our 6th through 12th grade about return. So you don't have to do it, but you have the option.
And we also want to make sure that you've got enough staff, you know, you've got enough people there, because there is also the thing of social distancing in the school. How are we handling the school bus?
Taking all the precautions. We have thermometers. We have PPE, so face masks. They're required for all of our staff and anybody who's in the building. And I guess I should have said this too. We are not allowing anybody from outside in the building. So if a parent comes to pick up their child, then they'll have to call, and then we'll send someone out to them who's masked up, but we're not going to allow people in the building. Safety protocol.
So it looks like we've got a lot of planning going forward, and hopefully, what are you going to do, like address the parents again before this happens, or will there be a robocall or anything going out before?
Well, we did have a robocall
awesome.
Yesterday, but we'll have another one, and then there'll also be information on the website, which is www.ycse.org. You can see that on Facebook. You can see it on our Twitter account, my personal Twitter account. I know there's parents who follow me on my personal Twitter. And we did announce it also last week at Parent University. We talked about that for Parent University. We're not necessarily this plan, but going back to school. So we'll have probably a town hall meeting to kind of go over these things. And then on the website, there'll be a FAQ sheet, so those questions. And we try to inform our teachers, too. So you can talk to the teachers to remind.
Awesome. Got to make sure that we are ready for the return to school. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.